Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
My next guest is from Cork, but she spends all her time travelling the world with the likes of, you ready? One Direction, Jay-Z, Prince, Michelle Obama, Mumford & Sons, BTS, Phil Collins, Fleetwood Mac, Billy Joel, Beyonce, and as of yesterday, Madonna, Aoife Hearn. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
I'm tired from even just going through the list. I'm sure you're wrecked. Listen, thanks for taking time out of your very busy life to chat to us and lifestyle. But you have many hats you wear. What is your title? You have many titles, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do lots of different roles. Actually, as of this month, it's my 27th year in music. I've done this since I was 15, so I've done lots of different roles. But I'm a tour manager, I'm a production coordinator, I'm a road manager, and I also run VIP on big tours.
Okay. You said you're doing this since you were 15.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Yeah, How did you get into doing this?
So, actually, it's kind of funny. At the time, my best friend was a girl called Andrew Granger, and she got the flu. Mm-hmm. And she gave me a call and asked me would I do flyers for her, for a club in Cork called Zoe's. And I started, I did flyers that night, and within 6 months I was booking international talent and flying for all different venues and DJs in Cork. And yeah, it all just kind of happened from there. To be fair, it's been very organic. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of naturally progressed. Another offer would come along or something else would open up. And within a few years I went to Dublin for college, and basically there was a venue called HQ, and I'd worked with a promoter called Gilly Robertson, who used to run Fresh and Funky and the Donegal Carnival, and he started a night of HQ, so I did that, and it was kind of off the beaten track a little bit, you know, and I made a success of it, and Brian Spaulding noticed and basically offered me a job at the venue, which was going to be sold and taken over and become a super club called Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And we all remember Spirit.
Yeah. And I ran nights there every week. I ran a night there for 5 years, and I did all the big student balls there and advanced all the artists that went in there, and I managed all the PR, the promotions team. And then Duchess from MCD basically said, we'd like you to start advancing. So I started advancing all Dennis's big festivals and shows.
It sounds like it's the kind of job that once you get into that circle and you're trusted, you will keep working. The initial getting into that circle, I would say, is quite difficult. And I'd say, you know, you've earned your stripes for sure. I mean, some of the artists you've worked with is just incredible. But what is the wildest?
I've been very lucky.
Yeah. I mean, but Mumford & Sons and BTS and Phil Collins, incredible. But what's the wildest request an artist has requested from you? Tell us.
Oh, God, I've had so many wild requests. You know, purple bikes from Prince. I mean, there's all types of insane things. But saying that, you know, the thing about artists is they're no different than you and I. They still have to brush their teeth in the bathroom. You know, they're still people. so it's, you know, it makes no difference what they ask for. It's just making sure that they're happy and they're content. But I've had some amazing experiences. I've met some amazing people.
Who stood out to you?
Oh, and we loved working with Michelle Obama.
Oh, God,
she was just so incredibly kind and strong, and everything you think she's going to be, she's a million times more. She is like the coolest lady I have ever worked with. I loved working with Daft Punk. That was kind of full circle for me. Actually, I'll tell you, so here's a little story. So we did a five-night kind of stint at Marley Park. This would have been back in like 2005 or 6. And it was like Radiohead, Snow Patrol, Daft Punk, etc. Each had a night of their own. And then we'd go in every morning at like 8:30, 8 a.m. to get things set up and ready for them. And I remember being in the lobby of that beautiful house in Marley Park. Mm-hmm. And I was opening the windows because, you know, you close the borders on the windows and you close them at nighttime. And I was opening the windows and I just heard in the background this piano playing, because there's a beautiful piano in the foyer. And I turned around and Thomas Bangles here was at the piano just playing a song. It's like, okay, that's pretty
epic.
That's
a pinch me moment. That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you living out of your suitcase constantly? Is that your life? You're just constantly on the road? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you deal? Yeah, how do you deal with that?
I think that I feel like I'm incredibly lucky, right? And I love what I do. It's not for everyone. Touring, I mean, there's many roles in the industry you can do. You don't always have to be on the road. I love being on the road. And so, okay, while you live out of your suitcase, it's also, it's a family, you know? So you get to know everyone on the road. I mean, now I never do a tour without knowing, you know, several of the crew. It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. But you take care of each other and everyone looks out for each other. And they're your family when you're out on the road. And there's, you know, there's things in place. Like if it's a big stadium tour, you will, you know, laundry will tour with you, for example. So your laundry was actually done in the stadium every day. You drop it to laundry, it's done. If it's a smaller show, you give it into production, comes back a couple hours later. So, you know, you get used to it. But there are little things as well. Like people have weird little isms that they probably wouldn't tell you. But like when you check into your hotel room, like I always put a book by my bed and a candle and slippers on the floor. That's just what I do to make personable for me.
Yeah,
that's just a little thing.
That's so cute. I love that.
Yeah.
And you get to travel. I'm sure you're just seeing the hotel room and the stadiums. I mean, you're not seeing much of the places you get to go.
Very rarely.
Tell me this now. Have you had to miss big family events because of what you do?
Yeah, sometimes that's terrible when that happens. But generally, I mean, if you have enough notice in advance, you know, and it's something very important, you can take the time off. Like they'll let you fly home and fly back. You know, you might miss a show or two. But then for smaller things, you just can't. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And sometimes it depends on how insanely busy the tour is and how much you're needed. You know, even if they're letting you go, you mightn't be able to. You just... When you're in it,
or if it's Madonna, you know, I would presume you're like, it's Madonna. Come on. Like, I can't leave her. I just can't do it. You pride yourself on producing green tours. Can you explain this to me?
Yeah. So when I'm a tour manager, like with Tame Impala, when I was tour managing them, so I turned it into a green tour. So I had reached out to several different organizations and I found this one particular organization called Reverb. It's a nonprofit. And I'd actually discovered it on Mumford & Sons. So basically, what we did is we turned the tour as green as we possibly could. So we used no plastic in any of the venues. We put in all recycling bins everywhere. Just anything we could do to make it green, we did on every bus. There was a water canister, which, you know, would give out water. We would give them all of the touring party a reusable water bottle. Just any way, in shape or form we could do this, we did. We also added a euro, dollar or a pound onto every ticket. Mm-hmm. And that was matched by the band. And then what we would do is at the end of each touring cycle, we would invest that back in, so we could plant it into the ocean or, you know, plant trees or whatever it is to reduce our carbon footprint. But I think this is super important. And I think as it gets, like, I only touched on it, right? And I think as touring continues and as, you know, people have become very conscious about these things, I think that this will really become the mainstream with touring. I mean, we looked in at the time to try and getting our buses to be electric, and there are electric buses. But at the time, whilst there's lots of charging stations, they weren't on the routes enough. Mm. So, but within a few years, all buses will turn electric, and it's a really important thing. Then what we did as well is I brought in Musically Fed. So at the end of each night, because there's so much waste on tours, so at the end of each night, all of our hot food, anything that hadn't been opened would be packed up and would be sent out to, you know, a shelter within a 5-mile radius. So that people got everything that we had left over, so nothing was wasted. And then at the end of each, when you're on tours, at some point you lose your buses. We did the same thing. So we'd go on the buses with these, you know, giant containers. Anything that wasn't opened, they would go into it and we'd send them to the shelter. So it's a really amazing, good thing.
Amazing. That might, I'm sure it's changed a lot in the 27 years.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, and for the better.
It's definitely getting better.
For the better, yeah. That's good. So listen, just lastly, for anyone who's listened to this and wants to get into this type of work, wants to have a life on the road, thinks they have the discretion and the capability to deal with and organise superstars like some of the stars you have, how would they get into it? How would they go about it?
You know what? Okay, I'm going to be totally honest, and this to, like, I mentor, you know, like kids and stuff, and I say to them, it's really, really important. It's very, very simple. You have to communicate. Communication is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Go to your local venues. Find out who your local promoter are. Find out if there's a local crew. Find out anything about, you know, anything musically that's going on in your environment. that you can get to know these people and go and tell them you'd love to get into it, you'd love to start working, you know, do some local crew, you know, get to know the promoters, get to know the band that comes to town, and just keep saying to them. And I guarantee you, one day that phone will ring and someone will need you, and the next time it'll ring, they'll need you something else, and it'll just keep happening and happening and happening. But the most important thing, you must tell people first and foremost, this is what you want to do, because otherwise no one's going to call.
And you have to work hard. It sounds like you work incredibly hard.
You do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do, but everybody works hard. Everybody works hard, you know. And if it's something you want and you love it, I've never looked at the clock.
Amazing.
I've never thought, oh, I have another 5 hours before I get home.
That's amazing. To your slippers and your book on the side of the bed.
Yeah, exactly. But honestly, communication is the most important thing. And there are so many sites out there, you know, and there's an amazing organization called Well Done, which is for kids who feel like, you know, they might be in an area where it might be a little more challenging to get to these shows, or maybe challenging to meet these people, or maybe they're in a situation whereby they feel they're a little bit, you know, judged, or they don't feel like they're getting to shine the way they should. There's an amazing organization called Well Done, and you should reach out to them. They'll help you as well. Mm-hmm. They'll help you get on tours.
Deadly. Aoife, listen, thank you so much. Really insightful stuff.
No problem.
And go and get some rest. And thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to chat to us and tell us all about what you do. Just really, really interesting stuff. There we go. That is Aoife Ahern, who's worked with some of the biggest stars on the planet as a tour manager, road manager, production coordinator, VIP event manager. She's done it all. We'll be back after these.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.